my pleasure to introduce Congressman Blumenauer this morning, and I'll be brief because I know we're on a tight schedule, but I want you all to realize that Congressman Blumenauer, back in 1973, when Oregon became the first state to stop arresting marijuana smokers, he was a young state legislator in Oregon who voted for that then. In fact, his roommate at the time was Steve Cafori, who was the primary sponsor. I was fortunate enough to be there to witness that wonderful moment. Well, here we are all of these 45 years later or something, 40 years later, and he continues to lead the charge, but this time on the federal level. When I last looked, I think there are 11 standalone bills that were marijuana bills in Congress, in addition to a lot of amendments to the budget process. I think Congressman Blumenauer was either chief sponsor or co-sponsor on 8 of 11 of those bills. And for that, oh, and by the way, he started a fund this year he calls his Marijuana Fund. And the purpose is he intends to go to every state that has a legalization initiative on the ballot this year and personally campaign to build support for those initiatives. And in response, we wanted to give Congressman Blumenauer an award called Normal's Lifetime Achievement Award in grateful recognition of a lifetime dedicated to reforming unjust marijuana laws and advancing the cause of personal freedom, to Representative Earl Blumenauer.
Well, mercifully for you, I have a hearing, too, that I need to go to. But I think you've got a running start, and you have other people here that can share. Keith, I appreciate that award coming from you means a lot. That the man wasn't just there watching, but he was there on the ground advocating back in 73, and I don't think he's stopped since. Every time I turn around, there he is this year as we're moving forward. But a number of you are in that same space. This, for people who have cared about this for decades, this is the year that the tide crests. Last week, we had an amendment that I've been working on for years to allow the Veterans Administration doctors to deal with veterans who want to explore medical marijuana in states where it's legal. Why wouldn't we allow the doctor who knows the veteran best to be able to consult with them, particularly when we know that veterans suffer from a number of ailments that medical marijuana has proven to make a big difference in PTSD, chronic pain, anxiety. At a time when the Veterans Administration, frankly, dispenses too many opioids. Veterans have an overdose rate that's almost twice the civilian population. We're losing them to suicide, a half again more than the civilian population. Why shouldn't we be exploring the potential benefits of medical marijuana? Well, the first time we brought this up in the last Congress, it had a strong showing, but we lost by about 20 votes. Last year, it lost by 3 votes. Last week, it passed by 30 votes. And to what Congressman Farr pointed out, we had 57 Republicans who joined us. This is no longer a partisan issue. We haven't completely wound down Nixon's disastrous war on drugs, but we're getting there. We're getting there. And with your help here on Capitol Hill, engaging people in both parties with your passion, with your evidence, with your concerns, makes all the difference in the world. Now, if you get stuck talking to a senator or a congressman, make the best of it. But there, as those of you who are experienced here know, there are a lot of certified smart young people who really run the place. I'm joined by Stephanie Phillips, who does work in our office and who is sort of the unofficial staff director of an informal working group that we have, a bipartisan group of staff that works on the legislation. We've got about 24 pieces of legislation that is circulating now on Capitol Hill. We have had 6 positive pro-cannabis votes already in this Congress, which is more Republican than the last Congress. Things are happening. And Keith's right. My goal is to be in every state that has legalization efforts on the ballot. I was in California a couple weeks ago. I'm going to Nevada. I'm going to Florida. I'll be in Maine this summer. These are conversations I've had with the press, from the New York Times to the LA Times and people in between, various public broadcast programs around the country. I want to be your partner on the ground, but what you do here on Capitol Hill to connect to the staff and the members with your story, with how this wave is cresting, and the little tiny things we need. You know, my goal for this Congress is to allow the thousands of legal cannabis businesses around the country to pay fair taxes, be able to deduct their business expenses, thank you very much, like everybody else, and pay those fair taxes with a check. Not too much to ask. And when you look people in the eye and you share with them the impact that it has on these thousands of legal cannabis businesses to not be able to fully deduct their business expenses, how it's hard for them to be able to grow and prosper, and the notion of having to pay taxes with shopping bags full of $20 bills, bouncing from bank to bank until they kind of get bounced out. It's insane. I have, as Keith mentioned, been working in this space for decades. I have never met a single human being, no matter how they feel about cannabis legalization, I've never met a single person who thinks there's any public policy objective that is served by denying them a bank account. None. If you care about money laundering, if you care about tax evasion, if you care just about theft, let the industry bank. Simple message. Fair taxes with a check, giving them your story. I'm looking forward to sharing stories over the course of this year as we move forward with more states legalizing, fixing these 2 big problems on Capitol Hill, and being able to celebrate a new era of personal freedom, eliminating the racial injustice in the hopelessly flawed application of these laws, and being able to have people enjoy the benefits of this legal industry. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your effort. Thanks for the super award. And I'm going to get back to work.